The proposal moving through Congress comes from U.S. Senator John Cornyn, a Republican, and Representative Henry Cuellar, a Democrat from Laredo. It calls for the thousands of Central American children detained at the border to be treated the same as Mexican children. Within 7 days of being apprehended, a judge would hear their plea to stay in the United States. The judge would then decide on deportation within 72 hours. Dan Patrick, the Republican candidate for lieutenant governor, cites the growing number of children crossing the border into Texas and says he supports the speedy hearing.
This is not going to slow down until you send a message to these countries by sending the children back. There will always be exception to a case, you know, asylum or someone in great danger, the judge can decide. But if this isn't a wake-up call to everyone in Washington to pass legal immigration reform, I don't know what is.
Patrick's opponent, Democrat Leticia Vandepute, says the requirement of a hearing within a week of detention could be a death sentence for some children. Vandepute says she talked with some of the children in the Brownsville Detention Center Wednesday.
These children that I have visited with firsthand don't remind me of economic immigrants. They are more asylees, refugees who are fleeing for their lives. What I worry about is a 9-year-old child who is unaccompanied, who has 7 days to put together the documents that could determine whether that child lives or dies. I'm worried that that may not be enough time.
Patrick describes the situation with the young migrants as chaos. He says agents needed to prevent drugs and criminals from coming over the border are now being diverted to address the unaccompanied children. Vandepute believes local law enforcement do need more resources, but she says she saw in Brownsville and McAllen a situation that's stabilizing and has become more orderly in the past few weeks. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.